What does Byron Brown know that we don't? What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And Graham, let's just hop right into it. So Byron Brown apparently knows something that the fan base does not in regards to an upcoming recruit. And it's not just him. It's the whole team. But the one that Byron has teased has been kind of catching some people's, it's been making people's radars go off a little bit. So, but kind of go into what's been going on.
Yeah. So obviously Auburn in the last couple of days has released their campaign for, you know, the class of 2027. It's called Restock, and it's, you know, R E and then 27 O C K, I think. It's like the two and the seven is like a S and a T. Which personally I think is genius. I actually really love this campaign that they're doing, and it just looks really cool. And they've been pumping out a lot of social media about, you know, Restock, and a video of Golish and a video of the players and all that stuff. So that, yeah. So it's been announced. That's our, you know, our campaign for the 2027 class. And so on these posts that they've been posting, you head into the comments onto Twitter or X, and you see, I mean, Byron, you know, retweeted the post of that post on X, and he commented, or he tagged Will Mensel, and that's the five-star quarterback that we are, you know, currently going after from the state of Arizona. And this comes, you know, a couple of days ago, Israel Abrams, the guy that had been associated with Auburn for a lot of time, really ever since Golish took over. Like, okay, yeah, like really be look out for Israel. He's probably gonna be the guy that takes, you know, that commits to Auburn. And then, you know, as of late, it sounds like Auburn kind of pivoted and wanted to go in the direction of Will Mensel. And then we saw Israel Abrams commit to Miami just last week. So Byron, you know, tagged Will Mensel in the post, and Will Mensel replied with the eagle emoji. So, I mean, hey, take that with how you want it, but I think that's promising.
Very promising.
What I want to take the most out of this is, if you go to these posts, so many players have posted or you know, tagged recruits in this post, which I love. I think that is so awesome that they're doing this. Jared Smith, as for example, he's one of the ones I saw at the top because he had just done it when I looked, but he tagged like five different recruits. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to me because it's so important, in my opinion, that recruits have a relationship with the current players. You know, obviously you need a relationship with the head coach. That is super important and probably the most important. But not far behind that is you need to have a relationship with the guys that are already here. Because one, that could be and probably will be your future teammates.
Right.
You know, and then two, like those guys see Auburn from the student perspective, from, you know, the player perspective. Golish can only see so much of Auburn from a head coaching perspective. But these players see Auburn like what it truly is like to be a SEC caliber player at a large school. And so that's why it's so important that these guys get to form a relationship so that hopefully that can kind of sway their decision and be like, oh, I love Jared Smith. I love Byron Brown. Like he took me under his wing whenever I was on visits and stuff like that. And when I was being recruited by Auburn. And so like, I want to go be teammates with him and I want to go play for him or play with Golish, play under Golish. And so, I feel like this is not something we did see it a little bit under the previous regime. Obviously, you know, like Cam Coleman and all them were trying to recruit Deuce Knight heavily to come to Auburn, and he did. But this whole, like, you know, campaign that they're doing and how involved I feel like the players are in the campaign is something that we didn't really see before. I mean, we would see some players individually kind of recruit another guy, but it wasn't this, I feel like it wasn't this widespread. And right. So, yeah, that's so exciting for me, in my point of view. I think that's a great step in a good direction. And I think this also shows that Golish is ready to, you know, to recruit high school and not just be a portal coach, you know, like some other coaches, Lane Kiffin, sorry, clearing my throat. Yeah, it's going to be exciting, especially with all of the, you know, the proposed rules and stuff about transfer portal that could in the near future become kind of like the recruiting of the past. You know, it was so big in these last couple of years, but if this whole, you know, one transfer as an undergraduate, whatever, if that becomes a thing, you know what I mean? Like, then transfer portal recruiting is going to be less and less important every year. And you need to focus on high school recruits. And so I think it's super important and super, super awesome that they are doing this campaign and that these players are getting so involved with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Thank you for having my TED talk.
It's kind of what, like, we've kind of hammered it home in the past couple episodes, like the whole culture change that Golish is kind of implementing with the football program. Like, it's starting to spread like a wildfire, and I'm happy it is. And you have to have those off the field connections with upcoming recruits, because like you said, they could be your future teammate. And that's important when it comes to the whole chemistry thing that I've hammered home, I feel like, every freaking episode, including the one that you're listening to right now, because it's about to happen again. Byron Brown has his receivers there that he knows the tendencies of. If you have chemistry with somebody, to me, you just play better. That's just my opinion. And I'm sure people will disagree, but I just think that's the case. And this, you know,
yeah, if you're on the same page, then it'll be evident.
Yeah. And Mensel's, you know, obviously he's a quarterback, so Byron's not going to be thrown to him, but he, you know, and I heard this several times, you know, when we were there, and, you know, even after that, like, they're trying to recruit the next quarterback for, because we won't have Byron next year. You know what I mean? Like, he'll be gone. So you have to go ahead and start getting that person that's going to be the next. And thank God Byron Brown and Mensel are talking to each other like this, because right now it's what his recruitment is, us and Oregon. So, and he's a 5-star. So, I mean, that's pretty competitive grounds, even though we own Oregon and everything. We've beat them and everything. We, you know,
you just don't want to recruit against Oregon. It's not fun because they have a bag.
They got the shoe dog. They got the shoe dog on standby.
They have the swoosh behind them.
I'm literally wearing the swoosh as we speak right now. So it.
Hey, Hunter, you're supporting Oregon Athletics. Good job.
I like my Jays.
Sorry, Auburn's gear is all Nike too. So
look, really, I need, like, if Nike,
basically all of college Jordan football brand, supports Oregon.
Yeah, Nike, Jordan Brand. If you're watching this, I doubt you are. The off chance you are listening, can we get some colorways of some J's that are very Auburn-esque? Because the only thing we got out there right now is some navy and orange Dunks, which are not bad. They're great shoes, low tops. But can we get some Auburn looking J's, please? I'd appreciate it. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. I agree with you 100%. I think that this is a good thing overall. I'm glad that it's not just Byron Brown doing this. The fact that it's the whole team makes me very happy, because again, it just shows the culture shift, and it's, you know, it's starting to spread, and I hope that it carries over into the next recruits. And, you know, another thing too that I want to mention as well, even though it has nothing, it's different sport, you know, different style of recruiting. Everyone, and I remember, it's almost like once a Barncast, we would have someone go in there talking about how Steven's not doing well recruiting for basketball. Two totally different recruiting styles. Football, you have to recruit high school, but you also recruit in the portal. Basketball is strictly portal. I feel it's like for everybody.
All portal. Yeah.
Yeah, for everybody. Like, yes, you still have your top 10, you know, 5-star recruits. You know, you're going to have your Cooper Flags. You're going to have your Zion. Like,
that's
Williams,
about it.
That's it.
It's like your top 10 go to college, but then everybody else, and they're talking about the advice, everybody else goes to mid majors. Like, if you're just like a 3-4-star recruit, and you're, you know, you're good, but you're not like a superstar, like, you know, you're one and done in college, and then you're going to the league. You got to go to a mid major now, because the transfer portal, colleges are going to the mid majors to get players to then play at, you know, the power four instead of going to the high school ranks. So it sucks for these high school kids that they have to sit or go play the mid-major just to try to get to this level.
Yeah.
Then it hopes to get to the NBA.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just the new era of college sports. It's not like it used to be. The only thing that's close to it is football. Even though you still have the transfer portal, they're still recruiting going for these high school, you know, 5-4-3-2 star, you know, athletes. So it's just how it is. But again, I couldn't emphasize enough how happy I am that this is going on. I think it's going to, you know, carry over into the following season and the season after that. And Who knows? I think this is a good culture implementation that Golish is, you know, doing. And this is, I think it's going to be very impactful positively for Auburn in the long run. So we will see. But you know what else is positively impactful in the long run? AU shirts.
The new
AU shirts.com. Get your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see them on your screen there. If you want to feel like you are supporting the barn and you want to wear it every day, this is your site. What's holding you back? We get new styles added weekly. There's no stone unturned. All the references that you hear on the Barncast on the shows are on this website. You got your t-shirts, your hats, your cups. Who knows what else? Potentially some Social Hour merch could be on the way. but you never know. You never know what you're going to see weekly. So be sure to go to aushirts.com and go ahead and put in some orders for your favorite barn merch. And Graham, we have another sponsor. I'll let you take this one away. Yeah, we have
a new one. It's new. Buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere, all over the country. So yes, that's exactly what you think it is. It's a new thing where Auburn companies, and if you're an Auburn supporter and you have your own company or know someone that's an Auburn fan and has their own company, you can sign up for buyauburn.com, and it puts you in a website that is just full of companies that are just run by Auburn supporters, whether you're in real estate, insurance, a restaurant, anything you can think of. You can sign up for this and get people, you know, all over the country that are Auburn supporters to come support you. So it's just, you know, it's just a way for Auburn fans to help out other Auburn fans. And so we're super excited for this sponsorship. And yeah, so like I said, be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people. For example, I got a good example right here. Say you have bought tickets to the Baylor Auburn game, right? And you're heading to Atlanta. You can head to buyauburn.com and see if there's any restaurants or bars around Mercedes-Benz that are owned and run by Auburn fans. And you can choose to go there and support the Auburn family. So like I said, go to buyauburn.com and sign up if you have a company or if you're just looking to find someone to support. So yeah, buyauburn.com and get started today.
Boom. Boom. You killed that. Thanks. Again, that is buyauburn.com. Real quick too, because I forgot to mention at the top of the show, happy Masters Week, everyone. It's finally here. Most wonderful time of the year.
Starts tomorrow. Par 3
contest going on today, and the official tournament starts tomorrow. If you don't
have to eat a pimento cheese sandwich today or tomorrow, just because.
Yeah, just to celebrate. Yeah, no, yeah. I've been, and I'm doing like a fantasy golf league, which if you don't know, you can do fantasy golf in the Masters app. And I got a league with the Graham and some other friends of ours that were messing around with that, and it's a lot of fun. So I have no idea
how that works, by the way.
I don't either, but I'm just gonna. This is my first year doing it, so I'm gonna roll with it and see what happens.
I'm just gonna look at it throughout the tournament and be like, "Ah, oh, that's cool. I don't know how it works."
Yeah, you go from another sporting event that you have to keep up with an app or two or three, depending on how many you keep up with. Going to another one where you have to keep up with another app. So it's just,
I feel like all stages of the year, I'm using an app to keep up with something, you know, whether it's March Madness or fantasy football. I'm doing a fantasy baseball this year.
Oh Lord.
I feel like every single time there's a sports league on, I'm having to look at an app because I get so invested into it. I'm not complaining. It's so much fun. And I love fantasy football so much.
Yeah.
And the tournament challenge, but yeah, it's funny.
But you know what app that I'm looking at around this time of year as well? That would be X, formerly known as Twitter, because the portal is currently open, as you know. And what's crazy is, you want to know a crazy stat right now? I saw this today and heard it today from a local radio station over here, WJOX, Jocks 94.5. 45% of college athletes that play basketball are in the portal right now. 45%. That is crazy. That's
insane.
That's hard to wrap your mind around, to be honest. That's like, it's literally.
I believe it too.
No. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And
the amount of like superstars I've seen from like these like big schools or that are transferring, I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense. And so I'm kind of shocked of how little we see of Auburn players so far that have been in the portal.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got
your I'm not saying that we're not going to lose more.
No.
But at this point, I'm a little surprised at how little there is.
Like a former, well, he's not in the portal anymore, but he announced he's going pro today. Trey Donaldson, I don't know if you saw that. He is going to the NBA, he announced. So props to him. Congratulations on a very fun college career. I loved him when he was at Auburn. I hated to see him go, but he was one of my favorite players when he was in an Auburn uniform. So good luck to Trey Donaldson. But we do have some more transfer portal news. I'm sure you saw Caden Magwood is officially in the transfer portal. That became official, I guess, what, today or yesterday or late last night,
I guess. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was this morning, low-key.
Was it this morning? It might have been this morning. We're recording
it's
this.
It's been right a long now. Day.
It has been. It really has.
It has been a long day.
I've been doing my primary job, which is editing my dad's podcast today. And it has been, I don't know why time is moving like at a snail's pace. It is like I'm waiting for Christmas morning today. I don't know why.
Today has just moved so slowly.
I don't know if it's because like the Artemis thing is like up or what, but like.
I would say I kind of stopped paying attention. Once they got past me, I was like, yeah, they'll come home eventually. They'll be home Friday.
They're splashing down Friday. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, they ain't doing anything. They're just coming back. So hopefully they're back. Hopefully they come back safely. I pray that they come back safely. Let me preface that real quick. I really hope they get home safely, but like they ain't really doing much until they get home. So
yeah, they're just chilling right now with that Nutella jar flying around that I'm sure y'all saw.
What an ad for Nutella. Like we're using this footage. Yeah. Same with Apple. I mean, there's the videos of the iPhones floating across the screen. Oh my gosh, the most free ad ever.
Yeah, like you have iPhone 17s floating around, the crew's taking pictures with them. There's one that's iconic of one of the crew members looking out the window and you see Earth, the curvature of the Earth, because the Earth is round. It's not flat. If you disagree with me, argue with the wall because you have the IQ of a brick wall. So that being said, back to basketball talk. Yeah, Magwood is gone. Auburn, I've seen some reports that Auburn's been talking to some guards, you know, at other schools in the portal. So potentially something on the horizon there. Me personally, as far as people returning, you saw Overton returning. I'm feeling a little bit better about Tahad returning. And we'll just see what happens with that. And
yeah, I feel better about it. I do too.
You
know, I've kind of been on the train. I was like, I really don't think he leaves. And I am becoming stronger in that feeling. I don't think he leaves. We'll see what happens. Nothing set in stone, but
I mean, you made the point yesterday that I agree with you about the, you know, the whole, hey, like before the NIT, I could see Tahad definitely transferring. And then because we took the NIT and him and Steven kind of got a little bit closer through that, it, you know, definitely helped. So
yeah,
again, we'll see.
I'm telling you, dude, I really think the NIT kind of did wonders for this program.
It did. And people, like,
on the contrary to what some other people thought, I really think the NIT did some great stuff.
Again, shout out to the mouth breathers that thought this was a bad thing for Auburn, because you're wrong. We brought home hardware and we're honestly, it helped the team chemistry more than I think people realize. Because regardless if it's NCAA tournament or not, you got tournament experience in the postseason. And yes, granted, it was unacceptable they blew a lead like they did in the championship game, but you basically have yourself acclimated for tense clutch moments and minutes in a tournament environment, in a championship game. I mean, obviously, it's not the big dance. I understand that. Okay. I get that. I'm fully aware of that. People have let me know how wrong I am on that. And again, I don't care. Okay. I'm just saying it's a good thing overall, and I think it'll be a positive impact for players like Kevin Overton, who hit a clutch shot to send us to overtime in a championship game. It'll be great for Tahad's growth. It'll be great for Sway if he decides to stay, for sure, because Sway improved a lot in the tournament and the NIT. So, you know, but Overton to me stood out the most, and Elijah Freeman also too. We're still waiting on that. So we'll see what happens. But I feel like we have more, you know, now that Magwood is gone and Jovich is gone as well, there's a little bit more wiggle room as far as payment goes. So we'll see what'll happen. I wonder if Do you think Tahan will take a pay cut? Or do you think
that I don't know. It's hard to, I mean, I feel like you'd have to, like, I feel like after this year in general, I feel like you would have to, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. If I were Stephen Pearl and company, I would get him to one, resign Tahan, two, move him to the two and see if he, what he feels. Cause I think he would play better at the two personally. And three, all that needs to work and come together if you get a true point guard in the portal. So we'll see what happens with that. Cause I know they've had their eye on some point guards that, again, they're talking to some point guards from some other schools, and some of the ones they're talking to, I don't think necessarily would be our starter. I think they're more for depth purposes, which is great to read when you see that, because that is one thing we have struggled with is depth, especially at the point guard position. And we had no big man either. So, and I know they're talking to some other big guys as well. So I trust Stephen Pearl and this coaching staff. I know it was not the year that we expected. I understand that. Some people are like, well, Stephen Pearl is not a head coach. Well, that's what his title is right now, and he's going to roll with it until the wheels fall off, I guess. And I'm in the camp of let him get the guys there that he wants there and the guys that want to be there and the guys that want to win. If they don't, then I'll help him pack personally. So, you know, other than that, I'm fully supportive of Stephen Pearl. Don't get it twisted. I want to see him be successful, because without Bruce Pearl, our program wouldn't even be having this conversation about, you know, missing the NCAA tournament, because we were the laughing stock of basketball for so many years under Tony Barbie. So I don't care what anyone says. I think Stephen Pearl did what he could do with what he had. And yes, it was a grind of a schedule, and it was unfortunate that Bruce retired last minute before the season started. But with what Stephen was given, he did a pretty good job, and we came home with hardware after a chaotic, hellish, you know, season, if you will. So, yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. You got anything you want to add? Nope. Yeah. Again, if you like what you see here and like what you're listening to, please subscribe to The Barn. We have great shows like this one, including the Top Button Podcast with Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush, as well as Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and The Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Baseball kind of took a, and people were going after John Cohen last night and this morning. It was a midweek game against a opponent that, yes, is a local school. They're in a different conference. I get that. But they're also a really good baseball team who is undefeated in Conference USA play. I know Conference USA and SEC, not really comparison as far as competition goes, but it's still, Jacksonville State is a good team. Don't get it twisted. I think Butch will have them fine and ready to go. I think Auburn can still make the postseason, no problem, in baseball. So we'll see how that plays out for sure. It's something to keep an eye on. But other than that, I don't have anything else to add. Again, subscribe and like. If you are new here, we'd love to have you. And check out thebarn.com as well for all things message boards. And again, subscribe to the channel and check out the other podcasts that we have. But with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been listening to The Barn Social Hour. As always, have a great day, and war damn.
Goodbye.